just as you were saying about the names that were recorded to us, God takes notes. He takes notice of each and every one of us individually. You might think that, well, nobody really cares about me, nobody knows my name. God does. He cares about you. He knows your name. And He knows the state you are in. And He knows the good that you do. He knows also the failure that you have. He knows everything about you. But you need to understand that you are so precious in His sight. That He had the Spirit of God write all of these names. He could have said, and the important people have signed the deal. But He mentioned their names, every one of them. And He mentioned also something about those people that have, and I appreciated what Brother Tony was saying, they are separated unto the law of God. That will be the characteristic of us, that we are the people that we separate from the doing of the nations around us unto the law of God. We follow the word of God. That's our constitution. That's our bylaws. That's what we go by. But it said also something in the end of that verse, verse 28, about them who have understanding. It goes something like this. Observe all of the 28. Their sons and their daughters, and everyone having knowledge and having understanding. They didn't go into that blindly. It wasn't a matter of an emotional thing. You know, it's now, this is the end thing. You know, everybody is going to sign that thing, and we just, this is the sign of the time. We're all going to do that. No, they were going into it with knowledge and understanding. They know what they are doing. And it's something that when we are asked questions sometimes about certain things that we do we have an answer concerning the hope that is in us when someone asks us about it? They know. They know why they are doing what they are doing. And it's very important not just to follow the crowd, but to understand why we're doing what we are doing.
Earlier in chapter 8, verse 3, it said that it was the men and women and those that could understand. But here there's mention of the sons and the daughters who had not having knowledge and understanding. Is there, what's the difference? Why is there mention of the sons and daughters here?
I think, Joe, that they felt the importance of passing on what they have gleaned to their children, to the younger generation. They wanted to make sure that also their sons and their daughters, because I think, again, it was as the scripture were read to them, if the five books of Moses were read to them, it said there in the book of Exodus, and when your son asks you, what meaneth thou by this? Concerning the Passover. So I think the word of God have impacted their heart to the point that they said, oh, I want to pass that on to somebody else. Now, I always say every one of you have somebody younger than him. And it is very important to pass it on to the younger generation.
It was only such a short time since chapter 8. Wasn't really that long of a time. But they made the time, they had the time to pass it on, that it became a revival amongst not just individuals, not just the older ones, but in the families.
I think the word that's added here that's different in from chapter 8 is knowledge. Because there it was just those who had understanding. So now that the law had been read, there were those who had interpreted the law to tell them that these are things that we have been deficient in, that we've fallen short in. So there is the knowledge now that many did not have before. It is said that understanding is the application of knowledge. So I first have to know, and then I have to do. So here now, all the people, because remember the opening statement is, now those who set their seal were. And it gives the list of the names and the rest of the people and their wives, daughters, everyone having knowledge now and having understanding. They set their names and it says they did cleave to their brethren. So they have separated from that which was offensive to God. They had the knowledge of now what God's standards were. No one now, there isn't anyone with an excuse now. So they know. And now with that knowledge and understanding, they seek to do. They've separated from the people of the lands unto the law. And now they cleave to their brethren. Can somebody help us to understand, number one, what does this word cleave mean? And again, why did they cleave to their brethren and their nobles? So what does the word cleave mean? And perhaps you might have a verse that could help us to understand it. And then this importance of cleaving to their brethren and the nobles.
To cleave means to stick like glue, very tightly, so that it cannot be split apart. Genesis 2 and verse 24, mentioned three times in the Bible, this portion. Therefore shall a man leave his father and his mother, and shall cleave unto his wife. To bond in a way that's unbreaking.
So we see they sort of became as one. There's the unity. And earlier, last chapter, when they were confessing as one their sins. And the individuals may not have necessarily been involved in that in a particular sin, but they individually confessed the sin of the whole group, the whole company as one. And here, when it comes to, as it were, the blessing, or entering into this covenant, they enter into it as one. And there's encouragement here, and there's a lesson to be learned in that for us, we could be an encouragement to one another for good and for challenges that we put before us to if we as a group put a challenge ahead of us, then we could keep ourselves accountable as well.